Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Rob and Rob.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ask Rob and Rob, the show where you get your questions in and we give you our answers and our thoughts. And this week's a bit of a special because they're both questions around the 18-year property cycle. So we can't wait to get into these. But before we do, let's give you a quick reminder of how to get your questions in.
Yep, it remains very, very simple. Just give us a call on 013-808-0035 or go to propertyhub.net/ask. Leave us a voicemail, wait a bit, get your question answered. It works if you're a new listener, but it also works if you've been with us for a long time.
Hi, Robs. It's Ari here from Warwick. I've been with you every week since the start of the property podcast in 2013. And I believe I think I was one of the first to invest with the help of RMP Property in 2013 as well. So my question is about your thoughts on property price growth in the next 18 months, looking at different types of property rather than by regions. Do you think that larger country property prices will continue to grow in line with other types of property and follow the 18-year property cycle, or will the race for space peter out and therefore prices deviate from the national average price growth? So could larger properties, 18-year property cycle, have peaked early and therefore it might be a good time to downsize? Many thanks for all your help and advice over the years. Cheers.
Barry, hello. I'm so happy that you've left the question. Believe it or not, Barry, I was actually thinking about you the other week and wondering, how's Barry getting on? And I'm so pleased that you've got back in touch. I'm also amazed that you're still listening and we've not put you off by now. If you do happen to listen to this episode, and I really do hope you get to hear your question being answered, then reach out to me, drop me an email, and we'll grab a coffee. It'd be lovely to catch up. But in the meantime, let me answer your question, or at least have a go. And the broad answer is to this is that, yes, on the whole, most of the country, so if you don't look at it region by region, because we talk about regions a lot on the podcast and regions that we think will do well, as a whole, the whole country will follow the 18-year property cycle, but with the exception that it will go in extremes going back to regions again. But if you follow the 18-year property cycle and believe in it, then there'll be no areas over the next few years that will be falling. Everywhere will be growing. It's just by what level and where. But I think you can actually be strategic in where you pick your regions if you are investing right now. Because if you really understand what's happening, you can be smart with the areas that you pick. The areas that Rob and I talk about on the podcast and then recommend to people who use Property Hub Invest and also those people who use Portfolio, is very much in line with our thoughts on the market, and our thoughts in the market over the years have absolutely been influenced by the 18-year property cycle. Now, great news for everybody listening. We have a special episode on Thursday around the 18-year property cycle, and we will give you a guide of how to invest over the coming years. We get so many questions in on the 18-year property cycle, like yours, Barry, which comes down to regions versus national stats and which will do best. I'm going to get into all of that and so much more on Thursday. So this is a must listen, because for the first time, we're going to talk about how to invest now, the start of the boom phase, or is it even a start of the boom phase, and beyond, and actually give you investment advice and how to invest near the top of the market and the beginning of the next cycle. It's the podcast that you, our listeners, have been asking for, and we're going to deliver on that on Thursday. So that is a must listen. Make sure you join us. But before you run away in sheer excitement about what's happening on Thursday, stay with us because we've got another question on the 18-year property cycle.
Hi, guys. Just ringing up with a question for the show. Really appreciate all you guys are doing to educate people on the logic behind property industry and guidance. My question for you is, looking at the 18-year property cycle and growth in house prices, how do you think that play out over the next 20, 25 years, even less, sort of 10 years? If you look at the average prices kind of leveling out across the country, there's got to be a bit of a plateau versus affordability for the mass of the population, unless assets then become affordable for almost very few, which leads to possibly other repercussions. Be interested on your thoughts and look forward to more great content. Cheers.
Thank you for your question, mysterious person without a name who I'm now going to call Derek. So lots to get into there. Next 25 years, that's a lot to cover in a couple of minutes. So like Rob said, we are going to be doing an episode on the 18-year property cycle on Thursdays. You've only got a couple of days to wait. So instead of trying to go into the next 25 years in full, I'll pick up on a couple of little themes from your question. So the first thing that you mention is the average price leveling out across the country. By that, I think what you mean is that prices outside the southeast are growing faster than the southeast, and therefore they're coming back into balance again. And if that is what you mean, then that's entirely right. And that's also what you expect to see happening as the cycle progresses. It's generally the case that London in particular, then rippling out to the southeast, leads the way. It has its growth first, and then the rest of the country catches up late cycle. And so by the time you get to the end, there's sort of differential, because there's always a bit of a differential. It's based on wages and things like that. The differential is back to where it was at the start. So it grows at the start of the cycle and then comes back in again towards the end. So if that is something that you see happening, and we see it happening as well, then that does imply that the cycle is moving along, and more about that on Thursday. The second point to pick up is sort of the longer term one, which is a point that I entirely understand, because we hear versions of this from people all the time, because it's a completely reasonable point to make, which is surely things can only go so far. Prices can only reach a certain point before nobody can afford anything anymore. And so where do you go from there? And that is absolutely correct. However, there are a couple of subtleties within there. So the first thing is wages. Wages grow over time, and you need to get wage growth in order to support rental growth, and properties for, as an investment, are ultimately in some way priced off the rent, and in order for people to be able to service larger mortgages. So over the next 25-year time frame, so the long period that you're talking about, you will get wage growth. So that will gradually support higher prices. Obviously, when you're in a complete boom and prices are going nuts, that doesn't work. Prices start to get away from a lot of people. But over the long term, that is an important factor. The other thing is, just when you think things can't really go much further, they suddenly do, because something else has changed, normally around lending. So lending is an absolutely huge variable when it comes to property prices. And we've seen that as prices rise, various things happen to allow people to take on larger and larger mortgages. So obviously we've had a period of very low interest rates, but also mortgage terms get longer. So you can get 40-year residential mortgages now, or I think even longer, which just never used to be a thing. And obviously the longer the term, the lower the monthly payments, and therefore the larger mortgage people can afford to service. And there's lots of other things like that as well. So the point there is, if you're looking at it with too much of kind of like a rational view, and you're thinking, oh, well, you know, affordability, when you look at it by this measure, isn't what it used to be, therefore it can't continue, you can actually end up coming to the wrong conclusion about what's going to happen, either because you're not looking at different measures of affordability, or because you're not factoring in the various other measures that tend to come in as the boom gathers pace to keep prices high and getting higher. Because lenders and politicians and central banks and just about everyone loves a good property boom. And once it's in full swing, nobody wants it to come to an end. Of course, it always inevitably does, but that's a story for another day. So, Derek, just a couple of little threads there from your really interesting question. But as Rob said earlier, much more of this in our episode on Thursday. So we'll leave you in eager anticipation of that episode and look forward to seeing you in a couple of days' time. Until then, have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.